Tom Carkelwin, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, cloudy and cooler, morning showers, temperatures holding now in the low 50s, had been warmer earlier this morning. Kenosha, right now 50 degrees. It's 48 in Burlington, Milwaukee 50, 51 in Racine. An injury accident situation unfolded about 1:30 or so this morning in Kenosha. Officers called out to 60th Street. West of 60th Avenue, a passerby came across a car up against a tree. Fire department called out there. They responded, inquired about Flight for Life, whether they could fly given the weather conditions. Told no, the victim was then taken by rescue squad to St. Catherine's Medical Center. No other information, however, is available on that crash. It was the valve on one of two anhydrous ammonia tanks that was being hauled by a pickup truck on Highway KR yesterday morning that malfunctioned and released about 800 gallons of that chemical into the air. This happened around 10:30 or so in the morning. The driver of that truck was taken to a hospital as a precaution. One resident of a nearby home was also evacuated. Meanwhile, a lot of folks in the Union Grove area urged to stay indoors, close their windows. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator is David Mack. Anhydrous ammonia, he says, used mainly in this area as a fertilizer.
It's a low-cost, highly effective nitrogen-based fertilizer. It's also used by some companies in their refrigeration system as a coolant. So it has a number of different uses. But this time of year, you'll see oftentimes nurse tanks in farm fields where they're using it as a fertilizer.
But the chemical, he says, can cause severe respiratory problems. That situation yesterday did lead to several roads being closed off, people being told to stay away from the area. Highways 45 and KR did reopen to traffic early in the afternoon. Charges filed in Racine County against a woman accused of driving without a valid license when she was involved in a serious accident on the north side. 37-year-old Vivian Augustus accused of crossing the center line with her vehicle, which collided head-on with the other in the 3100 block of Mount Pleasant Street March 21st. Driver of the other vehicle with serious injuries, including several fractures. Accident witnessed by the victim's wife traveling behind her husband's pickup truck. Augustus charged with driving minus a valid license, causing great bodily harm, and could get up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. Court documents indicate she's never been issued a driver's license, had been issued citations in the past for driving without one. Victim of Tuesday morning stabbing attack inside Kenosha Bradford High School continues to be listed in critical condition at Milwaukee's Children's Hospital. The alleged offender in court for the first time yesterday. A disposition hearing had the DA's office indicating the victim and two of his friends approached the suspect in a study hall. Victim punched the suspect in the face. 15-year-old responded by pulling a knife and stabbing the other 15-year-old in the chest. While the suspect has no prior record, Kenosha Court Commissioner David Berman ordered him held in secure detention until another hearing on Friday. The mother of that alleged offender is suggesting there is a history outside of these two being friends at one point. After that hearing, the woman talked to reporters about her son being wrong for having brought a weapon to school, but also wondering where were the teachers. Now, she says she told her son that he should have come to her about problems he was having, but was told that he thought the whole thing was over.
I don't get it. Why did you go to school with a knife? Why didn't you say something? And I could have just went to the school and let the principal or the dean know what was going on. And he was like, well, they was threatening me, and my daughter said they was coming to the house asking for him. You know, like, I didn't know what to do. I just told him he wasn't home. Like, they kept coming over there. And then one of his friends said he intervened and told him, no, y'all not going to jump on him. If y'all going to fight, y'all going to fight head up. And he said the boys kind of, like, dispersed and left.
The DA's office suggested the confrontation was related to a girl. The woman questions that, also acknowledging social media has played a role in all of this with threats and other comments going back and forth. A $2 million police science training center at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha going to be dedicated tomorrow. Gateway President Brian Albrecht says the Kennel Protective Services Training Center includes some pretty impressive upgrades.
It's a simulation center, a tactical lab, a gun range that is state-of-the-art, very, very creative space, and classroom facilities that are just so in line with what is needed today to help provide the most appropriate training for our law enforcement officials.
The new 12-lane shooting range to replace a much smaller facility no longer meeting state training standards. This new center is going to be used by Gateway students, also by on-the-job law enforcement officers for their continual training. and a 1,200-square-foot addition to the main building, plus a canopy and modifications to the drive-up area for the Storino Funeral Home at 3014 Northwestern Avenue in Racine, enthusiastically supported by the City Plan Commission with approval of a conditional use permit amendment. John Murphy with Architectural Associates noting the complex is part of the Wisdom family estate. The goal, improving overall accessibility.
We're viewing this as a total campus development and maintaining the look of the original building, the remodeled additions, the gazebo that's there with a cupola on top, and there's also going to be a cupola on top of the new accessory garage.
Daryl Storino said this is all about enhancing the property for their customers and those who come to pay their respects. Racine County Board Executive Committee members met in closed session for over an hour last evening, but adjourned without reconvening into open session, and they were tight-lipped about what was discussed behind the closed doors when they broke. The agenda listed discussion with the Corp Counsel, the attorney for the county, the county's broker, and an outside lawyer on matters related to the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. Also listed on the schedule, discussion on the lawsuit by the Village of Sturtevant over several lots owned by the county on Highway 11 that the village wants for future development. Unemployment rates falling in all the local municipalities around this area from February to March when compared to a year ago, and Racine falls into second place. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development, Racine's unemployment rate fell 1.4% in March when compared to a year ago to 5.3%. That's 1% below the rate reported in February. The March jobless rates in Caledonia and Milwaukee fell 1% from February, 9/10 in Kenosha, 7/10 in Mount Pleasant, and 8/10 in Oak Creek. The city of Beloit had the highest jobless rate in the state in March. Racine County's unemployment rate in March was 4.5%, down 1% from February and 1.2% from a year ago. Kenosha County's rate was 4.3%, an 8/10 drop from February and down 1% from last March. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Living Faith Lutheran Church officials asking the city of Racine last year about changing their stationary sign at 2915 Wright Avenue into an electronic display. And while planning staff recommended denial for not meeting several criteria, the City Plan Commission gave it the go-ahead under authority of a conditional use permit. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski pointing out the sign should stay in the same location.
If it is decided that the commission does want to recommend approval, we do need to go through the findings of fact. Right now, the findings of fact are teed up for a denial. You would need to go through those findings of fact and adjust those so that they reflect the substantiation for an approval.
Pastor Warren Williams indicated the amount of light from the LED message portion would actually be less than now generated with the church name in regular lighting.
I would suggest that if we're careful, and our intent is to be, with the amount of light that's on the message board so that it's not really all that substantial, the sign above it that says Living Faith is already lit, and that's lit whenever it's dark, it's on that type of a switch. So I'm thinking you're going to get almost less light from the bottom part, but we'd be amenable to some adjustments, perhaps.
New electronic message signs also approved by the Plan Commission for Julian Thomas School, one behind the fence at State Street and King Drive, also one for west of the main entrance to Horlick High School. And the quality of the water at Quarry Lake Park in Mount Pleasant is an issue that has been raised in the past by those who swim at the popular site as well as others. And at 6 o'clock tonight at Ives Grove, the Racine County Board's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee is going to talk about it. Scheduled on the agenda, a representative from a company in Kansasville called Carefree Enzymes, manufacturer of all-natural enzymes, which are bacteria-free, according to its website. They've been around since 1995 as an exclusive manufacturer of products for birding, water gardening, and agricultural industries. The company rep will get a chance to do a presentation to the committee and then answer any questions. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.